From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Claire Strempel with a quick look at your local and statewide news. During the pandemic, people used Juneau's trails more than ever. But there's been 3 years of deferred maintenance on those trails. So for National Trails Day on June 4th, Juneau-based trail maintenance nonprofit Trail Mix, Inc. invited volunteers to get back to work. KTOO's Yvonne Crumry reports.
Cool. So yeah, if we wanted to just get started, I mean, yeah. Dave knows the drill. We're going to want to cut these roots out.
At the Lemon Creek Trailhead, about 30 volunteers picked up shovels, saws, mattocks, and pulaskis. They head up the trail with hands full. Smaller groups formed at problem spots. One where a rotted tree stump took over half a trail. Another at a spot where a downed log forced hikers to climb over it. Ryan O'Shaughnessy is Trail Mix Inc.'s executive director. He says days like these are an opportunity for trail users to see what goes into maintaining Juneau's outdoor spaces and to give back to those places.
And I just think that our trails are an invaluable community resource, and it's really, really cool to see people coming together and appreciating them and improving them and contributing to our community.
A paid trail crew might take on big jobs, like uncovering sections buried by landslides. But volunteers, on days like today, can address smaller problems, like water flowing across the trail or downed logs blocking the way. Dan Parks of Southeast Alaska Independent Living hadn't volunteered with Trail Mix before, but he spent a lot of time on Juneau's trails with the Sales Outdoor Recreation Community Access Program. And he says he appreciates the work that Trail Mix's crews do.
Like, you can visibly see just by hiking the trail whether or not they've been there.
The day's larger turnout is a good sign of the community's desire to get involved. In 4 hours, the group of 30 had cleared a boulder, a tree stump, and rerouted water in three areas on the trail. Even though Trail Mix hasn't hosted a volunteer day like this since 2019, the community has supported the organization through the pandemic. The number of regular donors almost doubled in the last 3 years. In addition to open calls for volunteers on days like today, another program allows volunteers to sign up in groups of five or more to adopt a trail and work on it once or twice a month. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumry.
It should come as no surprise to struggling homebuyers that house prices in Alaska jumped 9% last year. As demand continued to outpace available housing stock, the average price of a home in 2021 was nearly $400,000, according to state data. Alaska Public Media's Kavitha George spoke with state economist Rob Krager about what's driving the state's tightened housing market.
I don't know if it's been a long time coming. I would say what we're seeing right now, I think, is largely spurred by the low interest rate environment that we've been in for quite a while now, and kind of a rush to take advantage of that, kind of like take advantage of those low rates, which make it fairly cheap to borrow money at this point.
Got it. So you also found that affordability remained fairly steady this year, affordability meaning a buyer's ability to make their monthly mortgage payments. Can you explain how you measure that and why did affordability stay constant?
Some people are probably looking at that affordability number and saying, well, how can that be because housing is so expensive right now? But the important thing to remember is that interest rates are really playing a big role in what's keeping housing affordable. Affordability means different things to different people. And our definition is basically the number of wage earners, number of people that it takes to afford a mortgage for the average priced home, given the average interest rate and the average monthly wage. Interest rates are kind of the key factor in keeping things affordable, because it really just makes the monthly pay, even though prices are up, having interest rates at that low level is really what's kind of making things more affordable at this point.
But that's only after you've found a house, right? The struggle here is being able to find a house that you can afford to begin with.
Yeah, that's probably, yeah, those are two different things. So when you actually buy the house or looking to buy a house, knowing what it's actually going to cost you is one thing, but finding something is a completely different issue because the inventory is so tight.
Do you expect affordability to change as interest rates rise?
Yes, I think that, interest rates are for sure going to rise, and they have been. We don't have that in real time, but we have been seeing, you know, nationally rates have been up quite a bit since probably April of this year. So we do expect rates to rise quite a bit, particularly in the second quarter of the year. And as rates rise, that will have an impact on people's ability to afford a home, it's hard to say exactly what the impact is going to be on prices. But rising interest rates are certainly going to have an impact on a certain component of the market are going to get priced out. And to the extent that that causes prices to come down or level off or kind of cools the kind of heated environment that we're in, it's tough to say what the impact will be. But I guess it's fairly safe to say that the current trajectory of the market is not sustainable as rates continue to come up.
That was Rob Krager, an economist with the State Department of Labor and Workforce Development, speaking with Alaska Public Media's Kavitha George.
Price of housing.
Alaska is the most scammed state in the country per capita. So far this year, there have been close to 1,000 reports of fraud. As Coast Alaska's Angela Denning reports, some scammers pretend to be local businesses, requiring residents to stay extra vigilant.
3-year-old John Haverlick of Petersburg saw an email from GCI, his internet provider. He read through it carefully. There had been changes to his services recently, and he wanted to know what's next.
It looked very legit. It had the GCI logo on it and everything.
It told him that in order to continue services, to reply with his account and password, which he did. The next thing he knew, he had friends contacting him.
One call after another, people that we've had on our email list called us and said, did you just email me? And this is from people all over the country, you know, relatives and things like this. And I said, no. And he said, well, we just got an email from you saying, hi, are you busy? And could you email me? Regards, John.
A few friends did respond to the email, and they told Haverlick the scammers, pretending to be him, wanted something specific.
They asked for, oh, I'm trying to get a $300 Amazon gift certificate. Could you help me?
As far as Haverlick knows, none of his friends gave the scammers any money. He changed his email account and contacted GCI about it. This type of scam, called an imposter scam or phishing, is by far the most common type in Alaska. It's when someone pretends to be somebody else to get money. Sometimes it's a familiar person, and other times they're purporting to be from organizations like the FBI, Social Security, the IRS, or banks. They all have one thing in common. There's a problem.
Either there's a problem or something that you need to do. You're locked out of your account. You need to click this link.
That's John Haley, Assistant Attorney General for the Alaska Department of Law. He says the scammers will ask for an immediate response and sometimes threaten to arrest the victims.
You know, I think most people would like to think they wouldn't be fooled by these, but people are.
Alaskans lose a lot of money this way. Of scams reported so far this year, residents have lost $5.5 million. Last year, it was $14.2 million.
We have people who go around from store to store buying thousands and thousands of dollars worth of gift cards, giving the money to a scammer who they believe works for the IRS or the FBI.
Besides gift cards, they'll often ask to be paid in Bitcoin transfers or cryptocurrency. GCI spokesperson Josh Edge says the company is aware of scams that use GCI's name and logo, like the one involving the Petersburg resident.
Unfortunately, we do receive reports of similar scam and phishing attempts very regularly.
Edge says sometimes it can be hard to identify scams, but if there's a doubt, Alaskans should not hesitate to call GCI.
If it seems suspicious at all, if they're asking for any types of personal information, passwords, things like that, reach out to us directly.
According to Haley, although seniors lose the most money through fraud, 18 to 30-year-olds actually get scammed the most. He says scammers will pay to find out who to target. If someone does give scammers information by accident, Haley says they should consider freezing their credit card and bank accounts, at least temporarily. Other than that, the best line of defense is to stay vigilant. Reporting in Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.
Rain showers today in Juneau, cloudy with a high near 60. It should be cloudy with a high near 60 all weekend, in fact, with a 30% chance of showers Saturday after 1 p.m. and a slightly higher chance of rain Sunday. Rain likely after 10 a.m. Monday, continuing into Monday night.